You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
Yo, this your boy Big Daddy Kane with a message to all my mixtape addicts. This is it, baby, get your fix. DJ King Flo.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's your boy, DA to the Z, Daz Dillinger from the legendary Dog Pound. And you're in the mix right now with DJ King Flo, a.k.a. Mr. Mixtape Addict from France.
Hey, yo, it's Talib Fali. You checking out the Mixtape Addict. Word is Bond. Rocking with DJ King Flo.
Yo, what up? This your homeboy, Ace Hood, rocking with DJ King Flo. You know we got that crazy flow over here, you heard? King Flo, let's make a move.
Yo, check this out, man. It's your boy Crazy Bone. And whenever I'm over in France kicking it, you know what I'm saying, doing my thug thing, I'm with the homie DJ King Flo, man. Keeping it real, baby. Down in France, Orleans. Y'all know how we do.
Mixtape Addict.
I mean, all the big vibe is back, baby.
DJ King Jump Flo.
Infamous,
I'm
yeah.
A ain't no replacing what this is.
I mean, can't replace this, baby.
I just wanna show you.
Let me show you that left flame. I got you.
But what relationship is?
I mean, I can really show you, baby. Why?
I just wanna hold you.
I mean, pull up. 97 vibes. Ride.
I'm the one that told you, cause even though we fall. Close to me.
You're not close to me, baby.
It's a miscommunication.
You're
not supposed to hold you close if you're not close to me.
You're not close to me, love.
It's a miscommunication.
Lame. You don't understand. It's more peace to a man. From the jump, had a vision, had a plan. Travel of a land. Growing expand. Rather you here with me, but gotta get busy on to another city. Better than what's going down in town. Right. Wrong place, wrong time, and I'd never be around. Never. Feeling free falling like a skydiver. Race. But dark days like De Niro and Taxi Driver. I make it through the fire, I live through the fire. Fire. So you blaze with that flame and desire. Inspired again, fire. The fire in my soul and my eyes again. I'm just trying to live, baby. Play it low till I touch down. And we'll be back up. Up. No need to act up. I said, play it low till I touch down, and we'll be back up. No need to act, no need to act.
I've been this time with you.
Yeah.
Baby,
I mean,
baby.
I think it's time we should link up.
Baby, DJ King Flo.
I've been this time
Mixtape Addict.
Left lane action. Check. Let me talk to him. Yo, picture me rolling. I drop a verse like I'm speaking to Omen. The bass shake the 808s till the speakers are swollen. I spit heat till the meters are broken. To these features I'm flowing. I'm from the streets where leaders are chosen. Shout out to my real rights that's been abusing the mic. They never losing their sight of how music is life. A bunch of corny podcasters with confusing advice. Hip-hop, soul or soul for some views and some likes. She forgot about the talent, but remember where gossip thrives. You broke what you lit on IG with your toxic mind. I got an eyeline from Spotify. Can't get a penny for a stream. I'm trying to find where the logic lies. It's robbery. Grinding for years, they try to starve me. But damn, so long, poverty's in our arteries. Took bread off the top and got the nerve to be charging fees. It's hard to see how hip hop is still such a part of me. And I was made from a star. When I shine, just know that shit was me. And how I knew from afar. All this pressure, I don't need shit. Move, stick, and ball. Young and intelligent, I could pull me along. Move is a different claw. Pulling up in a different sauce. Drip on the block. Op caught, body paws. Check the body scars. Whoever won it, they probably lost. I be raw, dirty bastard, I'm popping off. All my shorties love me forever, who topped me off. Watching Rocky fall, smoking a blunt, she got me off. Retaining knowledge to jot it down for chapter 4. Check growth, got me like, what happened to me? Glad I was listening when Pops was rapping to me. Told me about the ghetto, planet Earth and casualties. Saw what they did to the kids, shit's a tragedy.
Yeah, they waiting for Soaps to drop a classic. Studied the greats, so I got the game mastered. I spit acid, the number one draft pick. They front on Soaps, you might get your ass kicked. I'd rather smoke blunts, get money advances. Your grind hard to the families in the mansions. Business savvy, the brand I'm expanding. It's the Bronx champion, the people keep chanting. And how I touch the street, but the flow, you can dance to an expert flow. I'm a vet who can handle it. Dealing with the army fam, everything's immaculate. Padlock the streets, nah, nigga, no accident. Trying to sell a mill in 5 days like Wayne. When I came up on KRS, Rockin' McCain. Every few years, the top players have changed. The army's in the game with the legend that be laid.
Just like Rosa Parks, sick in front of the know it's all. Jump ship with the baby in the water, you know it's sharks. My family, Dennis, family members that grow apart. The solid type, the solid type, when I'm throwing darts, throwing darts.
DJ King Flow.
Everything's good.
Mixtape at it.
Crack rock, whip it up, chop chop. Bitch got her body dead, threw her in a chop shop. When it come to chicken, we be sliding like cha cha. East side, west side, north side, south side. Crack rock, whip it up, chop chop. We be getting to it, yeah, I'm talking like chop chop. When it come to chicken, yeah, we get it like cha cha. East side, west side, north side, south
mixtape
side.
Mixtape at it.
Pull up with the chicken like potlucks. Looking like a jackpot. Whip this track up like crack rocks. Padlocks at the trap spot. Camouflage 12 gauge, call that bitch Sasquatch. A gold digger for a mascot. I'm talking Figaro's finest. A centerfold's digest. Red eyes control the climate. But every time I'm back home, cha cha chicken the curry salmon. New Balance with the Stone Island. Wally Coyote, how I'm plotting. Yeah, I'm kamikaze. Half a kilo to Cuban and solid gold medallion. Don't think I got this off of freestyling. Yeah, I practice Wing Chun on the balconies of beach houses. I'm Thanos to a street squabble. Or a hollow, leave your chest like a pothole. A cha-cha chicken to get you followed. Crack rock, whip it up, chop-chop. Bitch got her body dead, threw her in a chop shop. When it come to chicken, we be sliding like cha-cha. East side, west side, north side, north side, south side.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape
at it. You either predator or you be prey. You not a competitor, then fuck up the way. Cause when we on go, it ain't too much to say. You could try to run and get hit with a stray. So you could be predator or you be prey. You not a competitor, then fuck up the way. Cause when we on go, it ain't too much to say. You could try to run and get hit with a stray.
Blowing my wood, 50 cows, swollen my hood, patrolling my hood, witty pals, holding my good, controlling my hood, try fit, holding some wood or a jar, either way, you'll be dead by far, anyway, I push P's, that's positivity, plenty previews and people toward proper progression, somehow, it get foul and proper aggression, produce pistols popping with moderate to zero discretion, zip, zip, all you hear, ducking and guessing, it's stressing, bullets flying from every direction, heavy breathed, wishing that you could have invested, then you hit 8-9-10 times with the bulletin message. All that bark got you bit, bitch, shook for an hour. Mouth full of blood, so what? It's tasting like power. I drink that. My eyes, they blink black. Your life, I take that. My guy gon' hate that. I say a prayer, then disappear, won't shed a tear. While still prepared, I'll reappear, the reaper's here.
Yeah.
Ghost of whack niggas pass, the ventilator. Air your ass out, straight into the incinerator. Curbside, sitting forbidden. Fuck block, the booth casting. Truth, you stop rapping. Time to separate the lame and fake, the blatant hate. From the thrilling green, God will his way, fate orchestrate.
You either predator or you be prey. You not a competitor, then fuck off the way. Cause when we on go, it ain't too much to say. You can try to run, try to get hit with a stray, with a stray.
Get your bands, we achieving as a hope. It's the treason, it's the vigilante season, one to know.
DJ King Flow.
All your shit is come and go. Gotta flow, summer snow, summer slide, summer blow.
Mixtape daddy.
Summer glow. Take the top, swim the slow. From the side, we like to go. I'ma ride lock and low. 1-9, cop and go. But she don't see the vision. Many days out of prison, many days opposition, many days out living. In the streets, I'ma step on these beats. You can call me Pistol P. All it took was 6 weeks. This shit is all sweet. Living from day to day, I be living it all week. Yeah, get your bands, we achieving as a whole. It's the treason, it's the vigilante season, one to know. All I see is here to stay. All your shit is come and go. Gotta flow, summer snow, summer slide, summer love. Blow.
In the state taking trips, real niggas syndicate. Came up a couple P's, trapping on my grandma with.
Yeah, the Mo West sipper, a bad bitch flipper. Got motion like the ocean, yeah, I been that nigga.
Used to twist the sour. Now it's candy with the grabber. Grinding on my daily back when they was rocking Dada.
Said I'm a smooth criminal, I'm just like Mike Jack. And when it comes to that money, yeah, we like that, we like
from
that.
From crumbs to stacking figures, his lifestyle getting bigger. Made a lane next to Jigga, now mama can see the picture.
I said I'm hella high, a cool nigga, I'm just a Gemini. This in the state, cutthroat shit, about to be televised.
The drama gets set aside, the money get multiplied. And we kept it in the family, we're never gonna divide.
Yeah, picture me rolling, drive that foreign like I stole it. I'm that motherfucking nigga, live my life just like it's golden,
Get your bands, we achieving as a whole. It's the treason, it's the vigilante season. Want to know all I see is here to stay. All your shit is come and go. Gotta flow, summer snow, summer slide, summer blow.
I won't stop until the whole world fucking notice. To the day I'm up in London like Macaulay Culkin. Never hoping that these songs make me rich. I don't even care about none of that shit. You rest in piss. Way back I was cruising down the street in my Nissan. Always in the game, so I be keeping that peace on. They must be scared to make these diamonds out of pressure. Gotta practice what you preach, so I'ma always keep the lecture.
Get your bands, we achieving as a whole. It's the treason, it's the vigilante season. Want to know, all I see is here to stay. All your shit is come and go. Gotta flow, summer snow, summer slice.
Out of the thinnest air, niggas felt my breeze.
Gave them what they wanted.
No concern for the help I need.
Found out who can't hold the water
when the well got squeezed.
Slapped with my hand closed with honor.
My hell slide freeze. Inspiration. Only the needle and hate gets away. They overlooked it. Tell the judge to throw the booklet. Took coke and cooked it. The Pyrex sweaty. Hoes let me down. I went steady. Mold the footprints. Old man characteristics. Mama said I won't see a thing till I'm bearing the witness. Was there when Unc was in the Sherlin, he was there in the trenches. Now I'm pumping corner of Durning, fiends sharing syringes. I so cracked though, ask anybody, they know Glass Joe. His young son pull out drums right out his asshole.
It starts home,
finishes here, this your last throw. Back to the future, mask off, hat low. I've been cranky and torn, pay me to mourn. I heard hell is dark and hot, maybe it's warm. When I get dressed, safety is worn. Only way to perform, better make their home safely informed. Save me a slot, my babies is pops, I'm a sucker for them. Now heads cost 80 a wop. Heard stories how he ain't right, ain't he a cop? It's shaky and hot, niggas got flaky and shot. Hell of a living, fuck being on television. I'ma leave them beyond recognition. Hell cheated us, they call heaven sinning. They threw salt, I brought peppermint in. No reasoning with the seasoning. Catching broad day or the evening. I was looking out, now I'm peeking in. 2 days up.
I shoot the scope off the coast conscious. No sponsors. Both my hands got the long nose. Both monsters. Coke grinds with the mic. I'm the goat
bronzer.
Avalanches and waterfalls. We throw it constant. Right now I'm speaking divine shit. Snitches caught in the hood, get the cut up process. Raw flows, but the smoke blows over lobsters. Fake thug, get a case log from a mobster. See my first brick. Probably round the time your daughter sucked her first dick. But still I hold machine, Federico Green. Calico and jaw, case a motherfucker sing. I will get that shit. Had to hustle hard so I can lay that shit. Coke come in the belly of the plane. Yeah, we lear that shit. And yeah, we die for this. Metropolis, they fix the cops and shit to watch and pop they clips. When I was lit, came up with 5%. We young philosophers. The process is the youth, the profit shit. Guns is thermometers. These niggas on drugs, or they mama is. Bitches hiding coke. The feds come and give you sonogram. I promise, fams.
King Flow, mixtape addict.
Set it.
Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick dick tight click.
I did great and raised the undead crazed. I locked myself in the studio for multiple days. People listen cause I'm hitting beats peculiar ways. Press play on the boombox, sit back and decay. For the grind, not here for the checks. So my passion is authentic, big cats will get wrecked. The Looney Tunes anvil you didn't expect. Dropping from the fourth story down onto your neck. Now you're in the landfill, drunk, fucking wrecked. There's no absolute way you'll gain back the respect. Jux flux the rhyme, leave the speaker knocked. Help helter skelter in your mind. Rock your frame, Michelangelo to shell shock some lame. See my name three times, manifesting out the game. My rhymes shift riffs to dimensional planes and drop your ass back off near the train it displays. It's looking bleak.
Bring it out, I want the wrong rap. So I got with a sick good tight click and went all out.
No amateur night, no Apollo, just Rocky. Big robbery hit his lock because they done this shit sloppy. Everything recorded everywhere is pigs watching everybody. I be no binges but big bodies. Shit is like walking through a gauntlet. Landmines in your man's line, it be your bullshit. A landmine in your man blind, like he ain't saw shit. 4/5, 6 saw shit, turn the saw 6. Game of death in this song, bitch. You don't wanna walk this shit. I had you lost, but it's lit. It ain't no GPS, but you can use the force if you listen. We red eye nights, all my Star Warriors winning. Stay dangerous, strangers to take aim at ya. I dust them, send them up to the angels, I make angel dust. Great haters are framed, just stay away from them. Lame as fuck, I can't make this shit up, but I can flame them up.
Bring it out, I want the wrong rap.
I heard many things in hell.
Mixtape addict.
Am I mad?
Life sucks, and then you die. Life sucks, and then you die. Life sucks, and then you die. It's over in a flash, right before your fucking eyes.
Mixtape addict.
Life sucks, and then you fucking die. You went to McDonald's and found a finger in your fries. It's all the same to me, I laugh, we cry. Farting on your pillow, giving her pink eye. No one's gonna save you, no better call Saul. Lawyer popping out a fucking trash can in a Hilton foyer. The shit's like Ripley's, believe it or not. I got a solid fucking head, plug on lock, yo.
No more bodies. I have all the parts I need. Where do you get all these bodies? And in such good condition? In heaven's name, man.
Why do we want you to be happy?
DJ King Flow, mixtape addict.
Life sucks, and people are shit. My patience running low, so you're asking to get hit. Shred your fucking legs like Gabe and Chuck and Spades, while Axe is getting played like Dallas Toller. Wait, your eardrum slave, degradation high grade. Leave the mic cord free, yo, check it. This beat is getting scary, it injects you with malaria. Like rats in a maze, human mass hysteria. You're too removed to see the holes in the plot. It's one large echo chamber, all the doors locked. Your luck ran out fast, like walking under ladders during marathon bomb blasts. Repeating click events, flash pass on Comcast. We're obsessed with the gore, we wanted world peace, but we only got war. The establishment profits off the sick and the dying. Every single politician is a fucking bastard lying.
Yeah, man. So I'm hanging out with this little chicken head, right? And she start telling me about how much money I got.
DJ King Flow.
About this deal and that deal, you know. All up in mine.
Yeah. Mixtape
I ain't got time.
Bitch, stop counting my pocket.
I'm $100 million nigga. With this gin and juice, play another 8 figures. You can add it up till you get mad enough. Swing, swing, bat it up. Nigga, I ain't had enough. I'm on it, don't it. Death Row Records, yeah, nigga, I own it. I got grip to get, cause what you eat don't make me shit.
Bitch, stop counting my pocket.
Crazy, man. Why you in mine?
Bitch, stop down my pockets.
I mean, we got everything moving now. Death Row Games, Death Row Pictures, Death Row Cannabis.
Bitch, stop down my pockets.
Yeah, it's a Death Row takeover. Yeah. Quit watching mine.
Bitch, mixtape addict.
See? Cause I ain't got nothing for you.
DJ King Flow.
With the work I went Olympic. Huh? I mean Ozempic, anything epic. If they left me for dead, they regret it. I still stepping, airdrop from Gulfstream, you get the message. Let me cook, I did all the prepping. I just laid there, she did all the checks. This ghetto luxury. Sugar call me daddy like I got custody. My face good out here. At the dice game, money on the wood out here. Dirty red, stay dangerous, good idea. I'm a hammer, East Coast, Gucci Mane, LaFleur. What else? Your bitch on P-Block, it's Love Allen. Now she on Peacock, let me beatbox. I've been turned all year, let me detox. Back on Flatbush Ave, I had the cheap rocks. Pandemic season, we had the tree spot. We got it 15-5, that's the sweet spot. Rare run, rare run.
Word shake down. I'm in Milan, but they love me out in Cape Town. Remember that when we used to sell breakdown, I was outside with it, knocking all the weight down. Just got a brand new whip, I ain't even drove her. I got fans telling me I'm up there with Hov. Just bought a snakeskin belt that came with the hat. I want some $1,000 shit that don't even match her. I'm in a Maybach Sprinter trying to shoot craps. I got my niggas on tour, they trying to sell crack. I take my wife to the bank, she trying to get crack. You look at me the wrong way and you might get slapped. I'm trying to stack up that money taller than Shaq. You ain't no shooter, you ain't killed nothing, ain't got no hat. You ain't no boss if you ain't made nothing, ain't got no racks. And I can't bump your music, you don't say no facts. Remember when we was shooting at the Pratt on probation? Ain't gon' monitor smoke in the black, they know my location. I was outside with the hustlers, I always had a game plan. And broke niggas always been my motivation. A million ain't enough, keep the counter running. I ain't texting back because I'm probably counting something. I ain't finna stop counting till they run out of hundreds. And if you get that money, then give them my
assassin, DJ King Flow,
a verbal assassin,
mixtape addict,
a verbal assassin, when I blast it, blast it.
Break apart my rib cage, so y'all can see the heart of it. I feel it in my blood, in my bones, skin in my cartilage.
DJ really King Flow.
From nothing, I love the art of it. For real, you either got it or don't. There ain't no starter kit.
Mix
the hardest kicks, hi-hats, ain't no weights and a snare drum. The fighting odds, we problematic, yeah, we some rare ones. The killers, they move in silence, they don't share none. The loudest ones ain't shooting no shots, they got a flare gun. The rhythm, it runs inside of me. My verses, they come with a price of fee. I'm out in the west and I run with the best. So when I be making these hype for beats, the mic and me, a couple peas in a pod. See, this my church and where I speak to the gods. And I don't think you can stop me. My energy is tougher to control, and I swear it's doing something to my soul. We rush into the gold. You barely breathing, huffing on the low. But for real, you know it's nothing to a pro. Talk to them like,
you know they can't get down like this. Think they dope, but really they just sound like I'm the uno, the one. I run this shit. Got the who go like Pop, a West Side Kid. You know they can't get down like this. Think they dope, but really they just sound like I'm the uno, the one. I run this shit. Got the who go like Pop, a West Side
Kid. DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
All right, what's up, brother?
Everything good, man. How you doing?
I'm minding my business professionally, brother. Staying out of the way.
Yeah, yeah, as you should do, you know?
Yeah, you have to. That's the only way.
For sure, man, for sure. Well, welcome to the Mixtape Addict Radio Show, man. You know we're over here in France, connecting the dots from France to the U.S., man, as we usually do. Nice. I'm your host, King Flo, the Mixtape Addict, and today my special guest is none other than the infamous Amadeus in the building. How are you, man?
What's up, man? I'm good, man. Jay, it was actually snowing today, so I got to shovel my driveway.
Yeah, typical New York stuff, man.
Yeah, this has been one of the worst winters. This winter kind of reminds me of like the winters when I was growing up in the 90s. Mm-hmm. It's just been cold, just been snowing. The winters have been okay the last few years, but this year was horrible.
Yeah, man, North America don't play with the snow. I'm lucky out there where I'm at in France, we don't have snow. I mean, it could be cool to have, you know, just to, you know, look at the nature, look at the snow. It could be dope, but sadly, we don't have any snow out there.
Lucky you, man.
Yeah, a little bit of snow is cool, but like you in New York, man, I think it's too much. You know, driving on the snow, yeah, it's something special.
Yeah. It can be a pain in the ass. Yeah.
Yeah, real talk, man. And let me start with the Mixtape Addict question. Man, I have a tradition in the show that I always ask to my guests, who is your all-time favorite DJ, bro?
My all-time favorite DJ?
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about that.
You can give me a top three if you prefer, you know.
Alright, so top three, we'll go with Premier. We'll go with Battle Cat.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Battle Cat. We'll do Premier, Battle Cat, Red Alert.
Yeah. Three legends right there. And tell the people why, especially those three, for those that don't know.
Well, you know, Battle Cat, you know, he was, you know, one of the reasons why the West Coast is where it is, between production and his impact. You know what I'm saying? And Red Alert is the person that broke all the artists early on in the 80s. Not only that, the DJs. So there's no Flexes. There's probably no Hot 97. There's probably no Breakfast Club. There's probably none of that without Red Alert. And little do people know, Red Alert is still one of the most listened to DJs in New York City, mm-hmm. being on WBLS. And Premier, I mean, I think his impact is already solidified. I mean, he's from Houston, but man, he created that boom bap sound that I think a lot of us still follow today. Of course, other people did it. You know, Q-Tip definitely had a hand in it. And I mean, there's a bunch of people, but when you still look at like how the underground operates, once you start getting into that 87 BPM range, I think the majority of people try to mimic Premier sound.
Yeah, I think everybody was influenced by the way he cuts his samples. And also, he was the one that, you know, made it popular to do like a scratchy hook, you know. It's almost like having a Premier hook is almost like having a verse from a rapper, you know, like he puts his own touch to it. You know, the way he scratches is not the best technical DJ, but the way he does it, you know, it's primo, man. You gotta respect the legend.
Yeah, I mean, it's primo. When you think of that type of chorus, you think of a DJ Premier type of chorus. And not only, I mean, he, like, People don't know that him and Travis Scott family have some sort of connection. And Travis Scott's father taught Premier how to play the drums. And when Travis Scott was about to get signed to Kanye, Premier made that call, you know what I'm saying, to get that done. So his impact is crazy. So that just sounds like even his impact is even like in the melodic market. You know what I mean? For him to even influence or be influenced by an artist and his family's fire.
Yeah, man, it's so dope. You know, and it's crossing boundaries too. You know, Travis Scott music is most for the young people nowadays.
Yeah.
But everything is linked, man. That's the beautiful thing about this music stuff.
Yeah,
And you know, I wanted to tell you, you know, you did not mention Kid Capri in your top three, but you remember me of Kid Capri because you're a DJ, you rap, you produce, you have a radio show. The way you embrace the different elements of hip hop, and you're a New York dude, you make me think about Kid Capri too, you know?
Yeah, shout out to Kid Capri, man. I got a chance to be on a song with him on Diamond D's album. Me, Kid Capri, and Doo-Wop. It was called My DJ is Better Than You. It's basically DJs that rap better than rappers. And through that song, me and Kid Capri, I never knew Kid Capri before that, but through that song, we found out that we actually from the same neighborhood in the Bronx. Nice.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So me and Kid Capri, as you said, have a lot more in common besides the radio. We're actually from the same area in the North Bronx. And of course, Kid Capri is one of the greatest DJs. He probably, me personally, had the greatest live set I ever saw at Hip Hop 50 in Yankee Stadium. He had his own set when he did the Hip Hop 50th birthday celebration by Mass Appeal and Nas at Yankee Stadium. And that was by far probably the greatest DJ set I've ever seen live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people been telling me that, man. Like Kid Capri, when it comes to live performances, even Jazzy Jeff, I think they're the best, man, when it comes to live performance.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. And like, when did you decide to, you know, do like different things like that? Because a lot of people, you know, they just want to rap or they just want to produce, they just want to do radio. And you decided to embrace all those different elements. Yeah. And be able to do it nice at the same time. You know, it's not like you average on the mic. You're a good MC. So when did you decide to, you know, be present in all elements of hip hop?
Yeah, I think a lot of times artists or creators, we have an issue growing because everybody does the same thing. So you're in a DJ crew, everybody DJs. No one knows how to engineer. No one knows how to do artwork. No one knows how to be an MC. No one understands copyright registration and public relations and how to do a blog. And, you know, you need no machine moves on like parts. So as an example, with a car, you got the steering wheel, you got the rotors, you got the wheels, you got the engine. And so someone has to step out of the comfort zone and figure out how all this shit works. And once, and I've said this before, once auto-tune really hit, especially Kanye and Wayne. With T-Pain, you kind of didn't know if he couldn't sing or not. But once I heard Wayne and Kanye do it, I'm like, you know what? This is changing. Mm-hmm. The program is changing. And I need to pivot so when the program spins around, I'm back out. Like, I'm towards the top of the mountain. And mm-hmm. I didn't want to be there as an artist. I wanted to be there more like where I am now. Mm-hmm. So I taught myself all of these things that you guys see. It started with publications. Me and my wife had a print magazine. We were in 243 newsstands. And then we were casting music videos. So we casted 50 Cent and Fabulous. Just a bunch of, there's actually a record with 50 Cent and Kendrick Lamar. I forget the name of the song, but we casted the females for that video. And then that led into me getting the film. You know, I just bought a camera. I learned how to do the shit. You know what I'm saying? I ended up shooting, you know, Prodigy, and you know, you can look at my resume. And then from there, just by chance, I got to National Geographic. I was just selling nutcrackers like as a side hustle, and got to Nat Geo. And then from Nat Geo, that's how I got to Sirius XM. And when I got to Sirius XM, I didn't understand anything about radio. I knew how to speak, I knew how to host, I knew how to communicate with an artist, but I didn't understand how none of that goes. I didn't even know how to DJ. So, you know. On the other side of fear is a reward. And a lot of times we just block ourselves. You know what I mean? So now that I am where I am now, I can drop an album because I don't need anyone to do nothing for me. And I guess that was just the bottom thing. Like, you know, all of us, especially artists, DJs, we're waiting for some radio station to come pick us up, or artist records. You're waiting for some DJ to play your shit. You know, you're waiting for a producer to do your beat. You're waiting for a platform to give you shine. I'm like, fuck that. I'm just going to do all this shit myself. So I don't need nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I can go from A to Z on my own. You know what I'm saying? And that's, I think that's kind of like the totality of what you see. And that's ultimately why I did that. It started from the perspective of an MC. But obviously, as time changed, you know, I definitely make sure that I give to others. You know what I'm saying? And, yep. And it's because I understand what it is to be an unsigned artist. I also know what it is to be an unsigned DJ. And I just try to get back as much as possible.
Yeah. That's what you're doing with the show, the Punchline Academy on Shade 45. And, you know, much respect to you for bringing back, like, the OGs, you know, like Illa G, for example. You haven't hit copyright on there, you know?
Yeah.
Like some dope MCs, man, and you decided to give them shine on Shade 45. It's a wonderful thing what you're doing with the freestyles, you know? And what made you want to do that? Was it to do, like, some type of, kind of, like, bring back the original hip-hop spirit or the mixtape spirit, you know, to have all those freestyles? Like, what made you want to do that?
I have an advantage because I'm on Shade 45. I'm able to interact with the audience in real time. You know, when I first got to Shade, I was kind of bringing a program that I was doing in the club, which is, you know, like the Trappy, Travis Scott, Lil Uzi, because that's what I was around at a small period of time. And then once I understood who my actual audience was, I started to talk to them directly. And I went back to what got me here, which was the boom bap sound, right? But we have an issue because the majority of the underground people, artists, they just tend to make music that you can't play in public spaces, right? It's very like slow, no drums. And I get it, they're trying to mimic a sound. So I was trying to figure, okay, how do I re-engage the audience that likes the actual hip hop sound? Because if you get in the car, I mean, you're a DJ, but for the most part, if you're not looking for new music, you might not put the new Nas album on or the new Ghostface album on. You might go back to the classics. You may not have heard the new Raekwon album, but you always gonna listen to Ice Cream. And I think the average consumer operates that way. So I was trying to figure out a way to stimulate them by giving them something that they know with a sound they're familiar with. And it started by me putting records together. So, you know, I was working with Tragedy Gaddafi. I put a song together, you know, Paula Perry, Granddaddy IU. I did something with Jazzo. I was trying to figure out what sound was working. I was collaborating with Castle Money Beats, so he got fire beats, but he has like that premiere sound. So I would take, you know, Granddaddy IU, Paula Perry, put them on a DJ Premier type of beat, and it gets home split to do the cuts. Now I've recreated the sound. How does the audience like it? They love that shit, and it's a new record.
Yep.
Right? So once the Punchline Academy kind of started going, I'm like, you know what? Let me bring that same ideology, but let me get some guys that you haven't seen in a while to come through and dump some bars. You know what I mean? I got a brand new freestyle with Razzcast dropping this week.
Nice.
You haven't seen him really dump in a while. You see Coast Contra, but you haven't really seen him. So he's about to go. And like just a lot of the guys. So that was really the concept. It was just really about re-stimulating the audience and getting them involved with new music, but giving them something they're familiar so they engage correctly.
Mm-hmm. And that's one more hat that you're wearing, because the thing that you're talking about right now is called executive producing. You know, getting people here and there, you know, getting this beat here. You know, so it's another head that you have, man. You do some DJ Khaled type shit, you know what I mean? Like putting artists
like
together.
Like Quincy Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Exactly. Yeah. Much respect to the triple OG Quincy Jones, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. But it's a wonderful thing. You know, we're watching that from France. We're looking at the freestyle.
Thank you.
Even some of my dudes that don't even speak English like that, they'd be crazy with the flow. You know, they're watching the ambience dudes in the back, you know, hyping and shit.
Yeah.
It's real hip hop, bro. It's what we love. And thank you, you know, for doing that. Real talk, man.
Thank you.
You know, it was missed in hip hop.
Yeah. And it still is. And hopefully we can get more of that. I have a lot of cyphers and I'm about to start moving around. So we're going to LA. I plan on going to Atlanta, Detroit. Like I'm going to start, maybe eventually I'll get overseas. And the concept with the Punchline Academy. So at some point I kind of felt like I was getting in a box being at Shade 45, meaning you kind of see the footage from Shade and everybody's in the same place. You're in this studio, it's the same shit. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do exactly what I do before. I'm going to go to what got me here. So now I'm bringing the radio station to the street. So we go to Staten Island. We bring the Shade 45 banners and put them right outside the projects.
Dope.
They get all they homies. And I'm producing the ciphers now, too. So put the beat on. Go time. And then you can see the energy. Like, if you watch that Staten Island cipher, especially, a lot of people always talk about the Staten Island cipher. If you watch that cipher, that is like the epitome of what the Punchline Academy is. It's not nobody famous. It's just your local street guys who got energy and they got bars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bringing it back to the essence, man. You know, just right. you're filming those moments, you know, because back in the days, it's the type of stuff that happened, you know, dudes battling, freestyling, you know, after another. Now you're bringing the Shade 45 banners, you're bringing the camera to let the whole world know about what's going on in the scene, man. It's so dope. Hopefully you can come here to France or other countries from Europe, because we have some serial punchliners out there, you know, some real MCs, man. So yeah, gotta do the Punchline Academy overseas edition, you know.
Gotta run through the whole Europe.
Man, you know, nothing is impossible. So I wish you nothing but success for you about doing
it.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you about some mixtape stuff, man. I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Right. Do you miss the mixtape format?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But I think the problem is that the consumer is no longer looking for new music, right? The mixtape market thrives because the consumer was literally looking for new records. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they were doing. Like, you were looking at Clue, you were looking at, you know, this guy, that guy, Kid Capri, Ron G, like all the mixtape legends. You know, Jay Arms, who had like the fire instrumentals, and you would go just for that. It's kind of changed, especially with streaming. Like, Release Radar is the new mixtape. Mm-hmm. You know, and then how many people are actually looking at Release Radar? You know, so I think, yes, I 100% miss the mixtape market and nostalgia of the freestyles and what you got, the B-side cuts. And I mean, there was classics on mixtapes that never made it to the albums. Like Nas, Blazer 50 is like an example. Like all of the 50 Cent stuff. My favorite mixtape artist ever was Cannabis. That run that Cannabis had on the mixtapes. Like if you could put artists in trading cards, almost like how you do like an NBA, they got like the thing that you could like download on the players. I think it's called like My League or something. Mm-hmm. If you could take that 97 Cannabis and like put them against anybody, I mean, that was a run, the way they was murdering beats. So I 100% miss the mixtape format. I just feel that the music that's being created may not support it, because again, it goes back to my original point. It doesn't stimulate the core audience that we need to get it back to where it needs to go.
Mm-hmm. So do you think it's ever going to come back, you know, maybe different formats? You know, because we've seen, like, I was checking out Lloyd Banks' Instagram, for example. He was using industry beats and doing freestyles on his Instagram. Like, he kind of like took it back to the mixtape spirit. And I think he released those freestyles only on his website, not on the streaming platforms, because he's going to get flagged for copyright. So maybe that's one way to do it. Like, even you with your freestyles that you do at the Punchline Academy, maybe compile something, put the best freestyles, you know what I'm saying, drop it as a mixtape. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Again, so the problem is when we were doing this, when, you know, I grew up in the 90s, we didn't have the information highway, which is this, like technology. So now with technology, people consume this way, right? So to get to your original question, okay, how do we get the mixtape market back to where it needs to be? Well, we need the mixtape audience to engage with that. The mixtape audience now, that, you know, the guys between like, you know, 43 and 55 years old, you know, how do we get them to actually listen to it? The majority of them even got Apple Music, or they got like Spotify or a lot of people listen on via YouTube, like the YouTube art tracks. Mm-hmm. Then we have the content ID issue, like you said, mm-hmm. right? So I think for it to go where it needs to go, a combination of things need to happen. It needs to be some physical products, but the majority of physical products you don't open, mm-hmm. right? Yep. You don't open. And then if you download a file, where are you actually listening to the file through? Like, you're going to just store it in your files? Maybe some sort of new technology, or maybe like a new app, almost like how That Piff was.
Yep.
Because That Piff was very interesting because it was a mixtape platform, right? But you could actually listen to the tapes. So maybe that's what's missing. We need a new platform that literally just caters to that.
Yep. And you know, the streaming platforms that we know now, the Spotify, Apple Music, all that, they stole the playlist concept from the mixtapes, from That Piff, from Live Mixtapes, from ThatTrack.com. Yeah. They stole that shit, you know, because even on That Piff, you could download the tracks and listen to them even with no internet connection. Exactly like you can do now, you mm-hmm. know? So, yeah, we got to find another way. We got to come back. We got to fight, man.
yeah, we got to fight. Like, for me, I would recommend SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. SoundCloud, so I know SoundCloud is not as popular as it was, but I use SoundCloud to upload all of my Punchline Academy shows so people can play them back. And SoundCloud doesn't flag you for anything. Yep. You know, I have industry music and all that, so maybe it's like SoundCloud or something like SoundCloud for the artist.
Yep. I think maybe using your own website, you know, website. Where you have the full rights to do whatever you want. It's like me, you know, I had to find a way because I was flagged many times when I was dropping mixtapes like 10, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. I got flagged, you know, received letters from Warner Brothers, you know, telling me if you keep doing mixtape, we're going to shut down all your Death Piff accounts. I was like, fuck you, I'm still going to do it. They shut down all my Death Piff accounts. So...
Really?
So I had to find a way, you know, so I built a website, upload my own stuff on there, and maybe one day they'll flag my website, but for now it's not the case.
I keep running it up, old school, baby.
Oh, yeah, man, got to. Yeah, you know, but no, let's go back, let's go back in time. Like, when did you decide to really take your career seriously and knew that you had a chance to, you know, make your marks in hip-hop history?
I had like a lot of trouble with the law at one time, and I was facing some serious shit. I was facing an 8 to life, and I fucking beat the case on a technicality. There was like a New York law penal code that allowed me to get out of the situation. And at that moment, my life was just a roller coaster of just like violence and selling drugs and just like the typical, like, you know, New York Bronx story. And when I beat that case, I had left that whole side of me in the courtroom. I was telling my wife this the other day. And from that moment on, I said, you know what? I need to give myself a chance. But I think the moment that got me to where I am now is when I had that conversation with myself where I wasn't going to primarily be an MC anymore. And I was just basically getting in my own way by just being egotistical as a lyricist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a conversation that you got to have with yourself. And I encourage all artists to do that because you just can't be a rapper. And luckily, I saw that early on. You know, so now I'm in a position where I can rap comfortably. And like we were saying earlier, I don't need anybody. I can just do it myself. But yeah, definitely those two moments, that court date and then me deciding that I just wasn't, that rap wasn't going to be my primary focus as far as creative music. Mm-hmm. And I would just figure out how all the other aspects of the industry work. And that's when I really saw progress.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, you have to go through tough moments, you know, bad moments in your life to find inspiration, to find a change. And that's what happened to you. And look at you now, man.
Yeah, look, here we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And what do you want to be remembered for? Because we all passionate about hip-hop culture. We all want to leave something in hip-hop history book, you know.
Yeah.
And you, the infamous Amadeus, like, what do you want to be remembered for?
You know, I think that's still yet to be determined, mm-hmm. because I don't even really think I've started yet. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that hasn't started to hit yet is my production. Like, people don't even know I be producing all these cyphers.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So like, they still be asking, like, yo, who did the beats? I'm like, the drop says my name on all of them. So maybe that would be the ultimate goal, to mm-hmm. get the production, because then I can mold the sound the way I want it. You know what I mean? And that would be like the ultimate satisfying factor. When I was shooting videos, I had shot a lot of videos, and you know, we got the chance to shoot what would be Prodigy's last music video. It's called "Don't Test My Crown," because he passed away like 2 months later. And when that happened, I said, you know what, I'm not gonna film anymore videos, and I wanted to be remembered for that. Like, there was nothing else I could accomplish. So I kind of had to wait till the moment came, like, you know what, this is what I want to be remembered for, I'm out. You know, so I feel like maybe it'd be the same thing with the music, but ultimately I think the production and just giving people that sound.
Yep. And talking about that sound, I just heard the new project, Hennessy and Her. And man, you brought me back, you know, kind of like some new Jack vibes almost, you know, like R&B mixed with hip hop. It was so dope to hear that. And Close to Me, the song title, Close to Me, it's on repeat, bro. Like, it's not all the time that I play something on repeat, especially in our era, 2026, you know. It's very rare to find something that I play on repeat. And this shit been on repeat for like the past maybe like 5 days, something like that. So can you tell us about the album? Like, where did you get the inspiration to create something like that, like a hip-hop jewel, you know?
Yeah. So again, it goes back to our original conversation, me basically taking my own advice. So I'm like, you know what? I want to create something that people can play in public spaces. I think the thing that we all can agree on is one of the things that we're missing is that perfect marriage between hip-hop and R&B. This is what makes hip-hop where it is today. Without that, you know, that Bad Boy era, that, you know, those type, that Tupac era where, okay, yeah, Hit 'Em Up was cool, but guess what? How Do You Want It is what got it the way it needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's, you know, it's just the reality. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so that's what I wanted to create. And the album's called Hennessy and Her. And, you know, Hennessy is obviously my favorite drink, and Her is actually hip-hop. And on the album, I'm referring to hip-hop as it's a female, and I'm talking about the complicated relationship that us as creators have with the craft that we love. And even if you know, Her could be anything to you. It's your passion, it's your hobby. We all have that tug of war with the hobby, you know what I'm saying? Or our passion, where it's like you feel like you're putting in all this work, you know, your love or your passion is overlooking you. You know what I'm saying? Like, or you know what I'm saying? Or you're in love with it at one moment. You're this and that. And that's really just what it is. It's definitely from the underdog perspective. You know what I mean? And the double entendre is that at the end of the day, when, you know, life is all said and done, at the end of the day, sometimes all you have is Hennessy and Her, which is, you know, your drink of choice and your passion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that was the concept of the album. And I'm super excited that people are enjoying this album. I really pushed my creativity. I produced the whole album. I wrote all of the R&B elements on the album. So all of those choruses, all of that is all my writing. You know what I mean? And I'm glad people are receiving it the way I intended it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did a nice job, man. It's good because, you know, you took a risk doing that, you know, adding R&B vibes, but you did it so well, man.
Thank you.
I recommend everybody to go listen to it because it's kind of like a brush of fresh air, you know? Like, it's just good music. And like you said, it's the type of music that can please everybody's ears, you know?
Yeah.
Not only hip hop fans, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody can, you know, vibe to
that's,
it.
And that was my goal. It's like, if I go to a public space, I go to a brunch, I go to a nightclub, you know, do artists in our communities have a body of work that can be played in those spaces? The answer is generally no. Or maybe they have one record, but they're not even focusing on it because they're chasing that mixtape sound. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, yo, fuck that. I'm gonna create a whole body of work, 10 records from 1 to 10 that are kind of all public space things. And you just got everything on there. You got, you know, that like classic R&B vibe with Left Lane Action. You got the records like Close to Me, which is like a Trackmaster record, or New York Summer, a new Jack Swing song, right? Mm-hmm. Then you got Old School Love, which is talking about, you know, the first time you fell in love with hip hop. You know, and that's like a summertime barbecue record.
Yep.
Then I got Across the Sky, which is, you know, that's the one record that is not about hip hop. That's about my wife. You know what I mean? And it's mm-hmm. more like an acoustic song where like I could go with a live band. You know what I mean? And then the last record of Forever and Ever is a story about, you know, being in the hood with your girl and people try to rob you. And you know what I'm saying? I end up in a shootout. You know, I end up killing my girl and then I kill myself at the end of the song. And that's how I end the album. So you got all those different elements. You got storytelling.
Yep.
You got acoustic vibes. You got party vibes. You got New Jack Swing. And that's Hennessy and Her.
Yeah, man. It's a great album. I recommend everybody to go listen to that. We got Close to Me on spinning in the Mixtape Addict show. You know, we got that shit on rotation, man. So people out there are gonna be listening to that in France and all over Europe, man.
Thank you, man.
You already know, man. I gotta support the real. You know, you took risk doing that. It's a great sounding album. Like you said, you can please everybody at the same time. You're keeping it real to yourself, which is hard to do. You know, you mix best of both worlds. So, great job, man.
And I'm also calling out people, you know, all calling out the culture. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, Hennessy, the lead song, Me, Her, and Hennessy, which is the intro, I'm talking about my first interaction with hip-hop. Mm-hmm. You know, I met her on Dyke, man. You know what I'm saying? I got the haze. Hennessy's my hype, man. You know, that type of thing. And then I'm also mentioning that, you know, this is the first time that our legends are back outside.
Yep.
You know, like, y'all kind of been gone for a while. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about that. I'm also letting them know that Punchline Academy got a weapon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On Link Up, I'm talking about, you know, the separation in the culture. And just how people are just too separated, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm getting into the complicated relationship that artists have with record labels. And, you know, people getting misinformation on social media by these podcasters and these wannabe hip-hop gurus. You always see something on your timeline, somebody telling you to do this. They don't know what the fuck they talk about. They never did it. You know what I'm saying? So you getting all that shit on this album. And I encourage everybody to go listen, especially the artists.
Yep. Yeah, man. Well, you did your thing, man. Everybody that's listening, go and check this shit out, man. And do you have any last words, man, for your fans across the globe?
Oh, man. Yo, thank you guys for supporting. Most importantly, subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com, Active Miss Amadeus. We're about to hit 50,000 subscribers. Brand new Punchline Academy Lyric League series. The Lyric League series is what you see me in the street with the artists every Thursday at 7 o'clock. I'm loaded for months, so it's not stopping. And then in between the days, I have interviews at Freestyles at the Station. So today I'm dropping Ralph McDaniels. Tomorrow I'm dropping Razzcast. I got Shine coming up. That'll be like probably Friday. Mm-hmm. He actually is going back to performing. So he came to the show to talk about that. And look out for new releases. This year I'm going to be heavily focusing on Punchline Academy releases, like songs. So I'm going to be putting some artists together on my productions and dropping records like every 2 weeks to feed that mixtape market. But mm-hmm. pay attention to the sound, because it is that classic sound. And I'm going to go in a different direction. My goal is to raise the tempo. Dope. So everybody else is kind of at 78. I'm going to stay around 85, 87 mm-hmm. and just give them that vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Dope, dope. Well, we'll be here to spin that. You got my email, so make sure you send me those records.
Facts.
I'll put them on rotation, bro.
I appreciate you, brother.
Thanks for your time, my man. That was a pleasure to have you in the Mixtape Addict Show.
All right, for love, man. Thanks for having me.
Take care, man. Peace.
All right, peace.